The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Radio X.
Thank you very much for downloading the Evening Show podcast. I am Gordon Smart. I am here, graced with the presence of Vinny Joshi.
Oi, oi.
You don't like to be called your proper name on the radio, do you? Is it like you're trying to hide something? You don't want people to find you?
That's pretty much it. But I don't want to draw attention to that either.
Producer Vin is here. Let's not talk about that.
Yeah.
I am Gordon Smart, and that is my full name, unless you listen to the app, where it's Gordon Murray Smart, my full name. Have you got a middle name, Vin?
Yeah, but I'm not going to give it away. I think we've had this chat before.
Even more,
I don't want people to know.
It's like Rumpelstiltskin. I'm going to have to guess your middle name. That could take a long time, couldn't it? Anyway, this is the Evening Show podcast, and it's packed this week because Tom Grennan is here. You missed this, Vin, because you were covering for Ellis and John, weren't you?
I was, yeah.
He's a lovely man, Tom Grennan. We still chuckle. We both smile every time we listen back to the clip where he talked about being an Arctic Monkeys gig. I'll hand it over to the young man from the southeast of London.
Holland.
Yeah, it's not Holland. It's Holland.
That's how he pronounces it, yeah.
I just love his turn of phrase. He's a lovely, lovely bloke. And he's been through an awful lot as well. I didn't really know the story before about the incident in his teenage years, which totally changed his
life.
Which
he talks about in the interview,
doesn't
he?
Yeah, you can hear all about that. Yeah. And also, he's a bit of a rascal as well. Some other stories that I'd like to get him to tell, but we've got time ahead of us.
Okay, all right.
He is a character. Tom Grennan on the Evening Show podcast, plus our classic album chat, Songs for the Deaf by Queens of the Stone Age, which we discussed on Monday night. Joshua Homme is a very talented songwriter, isn't he?
Incredibly so. The whole band. Yeah. Really, really incredible musicians, really.
I always wonder about Joshua Homme because he was in a desert when he wrote all those songs. And I always wonder, I find it interesting about how geography plays a part in your inspiration when it comes to music. Because obviously now you can tap into any kind of music really quickly, no problem at all. But being a 6'6", big ginger man in the desert, surrounded by some fairly big characters, it's no wonder he's come up with that music, really.
You can sort of tell, can't you, when you hear it? Yeah. It's spiky and brash and aggressive music.
He's an angular man, isn't he?
Yeah. But also, at the same time, sort of camp and fey and
posturing.
Really,
he's a fascinating combination of different emotions, from passive-aggressive to full-out aggressive to just completely passive. But anyway, that will be the Evening Show podcast, a bit of Tom Grennan, Songs for the Deaf. I hope you enjoy.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Radio X.
I'm Gordon Smart, this is the Evening Show, and I'm thrilled to say that the most talented musician I've met in the last 18 months is in the room right now, and I mean that from my heart, Thomas Grennan.
Thank you very much, man.
Do you want me to call you Tom or Thomas now?
I'll go Tom. Thomas is my mum when she's angry.
Right.
So, yeah.
I think I'd like to take that place in your life, though, as the kind of older brother that can just say, Thomas.
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 Thomas. What were you saying? It's Tam.
Tam, yeah. Tam Grennan.
Tam Grennan, yeah.
Yeah, wee Tam Grennan.
Wee Tam Grennan.
Tam Grennan. Tom, it's lovely to see you, right? We've had a couple of really good nights out recently.
It's been really good.
Really good nights. I'd like to say you're in my top 10, probably top 5 best nights out in the last couple of years, actually.
I'll have that. You're up there as well, man.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, man.
The album's coming out tomorrow. It's Lighting Matches. I've been watching the countdown as it happens. We've had two songs, Sober, Barbed Wire.
Yeah.
You've been off to LA since we last saw you as well. Yeah. You're living the life, Tom. Are you enjoying it, right?
Yeah.
I know people think it's glamour and fun and games and all the rest of it, but you've been grafting your backside off, haven't you?
Yeah, it's been a lot of hard work and a lot of hours, but I'm enjoying every minute of it. I'm so grateful to be in the position that I'm in. Album's out tomorrow, and I'm just ready for it to come out now. I'm ready for people to take it in and have it basically, and just make it their own and sit with the songs and learn the songs. And I'm looking forward to hearing people's feedback.
Because that's the mad thing, isn't it? Like, you've been playing the festivals and already people know the lyrics, which is mad. They're like almost learning it as it happens and singing it back to you.
Yeah.
That must be mad when you spent time with those lyrics and those songs yourself writing them, and then suddenly they're being sung back to you.
Yeah, that's the crazy thing for me. The songs aren't even out yet, and I'm going to gigs or festivals and I'm stopping and I'm giving them the mic and they're singing songs that are not even out yet. So. Yeah. Which just shows me that the power of music, innit? It's sick, man.
It's super. A really mad thing happened the other day. Right? I bumped into you on the tube in London.
Yeah.
And I sort of skipped round, right, came over the top, couldn't see you on your platform, said hello, said cheerio to you, and I was walking back up the stairs and this girl grabbed me and she went, "Is that Tom Grennan?"
No, she didn't.
She did.
Oh, go on, girl.
And I said, "No, that's not love, no.
It's not, no." Good.
She's a mate of mine from Scotland. But she was so excited. Now, are you finding that you're being recognised more and more now as you carry on with the music?
Yeah, a little bit, man.
Any weird encounters recently?
Not really, nah. I like it when, the old ladies get on it.
Yeah.
Like, when the old ladies are on board, I love it when they come up to me.
Yeah.
It just shows you.
Because it was really special. You played the gig in London, I think it was at the Scala, and your gran was at the gig.
It was at. Well, she came to Shepherd's Bush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number one fan,
yeah. Doesn't stop on Facebook.
Really?
Yeah. She loves it.
She's selling the albums for you. So you've had this mad festival period there. Mm. I mean, you've obviously gone to festivals as a fan, right? As a punter and somebody who's enjoyed them yourself. But what's that feeling like when you get up on stage in front of those crowds? Because you did Neighbourhood Weekender the other week.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen anything like that for a long time. It was rammed. It was packed for you early on in the day.
Yeah, yeah. It was... I wasn't expecting the crowd that I got. But yeah, being on the stage now, I remember I was having this conversation with my mate the other day, and I remember going to, I think, Reading, and standing, we were watching Paolo Nutini, and I was like, right at the back, and I was like, imagine if one day I could be on a stage playing in front of a crowd like this. And then to see the crowd that I had, kind of, it hit me, and I was like, wow, something's happening. And something special is happening.
Yeah.
I'm living the dream, man. It's I'm loving it, man.
Somebody told me a mad story recently as well, that you'd been in a really bad fight when you were a teenager, and you know it was touch and go. You know, could have, you know, you got a bad kicking.
Yeah.
I mean, see, those moments in your life are real turning points. You know, it might not have worked out like this.
Yeah. Nah. Definitely. Like, it wasn't really a fight. It was me just eating some chicken and then getting battered.
Really.
Yeah. It left me. Like housebound. Like, I didn't leave my house for like 8 months.
No way, Tom.
Yeah, yeah. So, and for me, like, I'm loud. I love being out. I love being like around people. And for me to like not want any kind of human contact for 8 months was mad. But if that didn't happen to me, then I wouldn't have. The pen wouldn't have become my friend, if that makes sense. So
yeah, what an incredible story. Yeah, yeah. Amazing. Well, listen, Tom, the music's brilliant, and you recorded Thanks some so session much, tracks for us as well,
yep.
didn't you?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to play one of them for you right now. Right, this is the second single. We think it's absolutely world class. The voice is outstanding. The lyrics are pretty special too.
Thank you.
This is Tom Grennan, recorded right for Radio X in this building. This is Barbed Wire.
Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Radio X.
Hey, you can hear Arctics in the background there. They had a very special night up in Glasgow last night, playing Transmit Festival. What an amazing show that was, with Miles Kane on stage as well. But I opened the hour as well with The Killers, and they are playing at Transmit Festival this weekend. What a brilliant lineup they've secured over those two weekends. Friday night, Stereophonics played at the weekend. They also saw Blossoms on the stage there. Loads of other great bands, including Cortinas. And I've got to point out Jerry Cinnamon as well, on home turf. If you haven't heard that man's name, remember it. He played to a massive, massive crowd. But 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and every single word from his album was sung back to him. It was something special. Remember that name, Jerry Cinnamon. I'm told it's not just a Scottish thing. Saw him at a gig in London recently, and there was a bus full of mad characters from Leeds that come all the way down to see him. Cortinas as well, Liam Frey. I've got a habit of seeing Cortinas in the sunshine. Saw them at Benny Kassim years ago, and you could tell there's quite a lot of suntan lotion on the go as well, but it was scorching in Glasgow, about 31 degrees. Last time I remember it like that in Glasgow was at the Commonwealth Games back in 2014. Doesn't really shine, the sun doesn't shine like that all the time up there, I can tell you that. Little Kyle from The View, Kyle Faulkner, he's doing his own solo material at the moment. He got a massive crowd, saw him performing on Saturday afternoon. He was class, actually, really, really, really good. Who else? Yeah, Martin Compston, Line of Duty, are you aware of him? Little Scottish actor? Well, I went along with him, which was painful because everybody was asking for pictures of him all the time. And I can tell you, he's about to be made Doctor of Letters at Strathclyde University, so I'm going to have to call him Doctor for the rest of my time, which is painful. And also Josh Taylor, the boxer, he came with us and watched most of those shows as well, most of those bands who were absolutely fantastic. So what a great weekend. If you haven't seen that footage yet of Arctics playing 505, one of my favourite Arctics songs as well, check it out, with Miles Kane on guitar. And while you're at it, have a little look at what Miles was wearing at Transmit. A brave man in Glasgow wearing a white tracksuit. But then again, he can get away with that kind of thing in Glasgow.
Radio X. Gordon Smart.
Radio X. The Evening Show. Classic album of the week.
X.
So let me take you back to the third studio album, released on the 27th of August 2002 by Queens of the Stone Age. Songs for the Deaf, that's 16 years old now. So old enough to vote, if you want to think about it like that. So a really loose concept album. I don't know if you know this story, but the album takes you on a drive from LA to the Joshua Tree through the Californian desert, where Joshua Homme's from, tuning into radio stations from different towns along the way. Sounds a little bit like Grand Theft Auto, which I imagine Josh Homme was playing quite a lot of at the time. Not saying that he borrowed it or anything, but there's definitely a flavour of that. Most of the songs have interludes between them. I've staged radio chat from guest DJs. Sadly, I was only 22 at the time, but I would have loved that gig. What a brilliant job that would have been. It includes songs like No One Knows, Go With The Flow, First It Giveth, A Song For The Dead, God Is In The Radio, and a hidden track called The Real Song For The Deaf, which you need to rewind track one to hear. I love little tricks like that. Always a brilliant little touch. Previous Queen's drummer Gene Troutman left the band before this album. So who did Joshua Homme get in to play Pots and Pans? Only Dave Grohl, or as we know him, David Grohl. He even delayed the Foo's next album, One by One, so he could go on tour with Queens of the Stone Age, because he enjoys drinking tequila with Joshua Homme so much. Can you imagine the damage they did on that tour? It got to number 4 in the UK, number 17 in the US, and it sold well over a million copies, which is no mean feat. Splendid magazine said, Queens of the Stone Age turns in another genre-demolishing, hard-as-titanium album in Songs for the Deaf. This is not your father's metal. It's better. What a brilliant description that is. Now, Queens of the Stone Age, they played at the weekend in London on Saturday night at Finsbury Park, and they were supported by Josh's mate Iggy Pop. Not a bad little act to call upon, is he? And Go With The Flow, No One Knows, got a huge reaction. Some brilliant footage of that floating about. No One Knows was stopped halfway through for a huge drum solo. With that in mind, get your air pots and pans ready and enjoy this from our classic album chat tonight. Remember, Queens of the Stone Age, Songs for the Deaf. It's 16 years old, but these songs are still brilliant. No One Knows and Go With The Flow.
The Evening Show. Classic album of the week. X. Radio X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
The Evening Show. Classic album of the week.
X.
Songs for the Deaf, 16 years ago it came out, 27th of August 2002, Queens of the Stone Age, of course. Two brilliant songs there, Go With The Flow first, followed by No One Knows as well. Nominated for a Grammy for Best Hard Rock Performance, Go With The Flow. The video won an MTV Video Music Awards, remember it? Black and red animation, it was brilliant. The band driving through the desert, it was class. And the first one I played was No One Knows. The first single from the album got to number 15 in the charts and a number 1 in the US alternative chart, which is the best single they have had. Queens of the Stone Age. Very old song as well. Josh Homme had started writing it 5 years before Songs for the Deaf came out. So by my calculation, that was 1997. When Q Magazine reviewed the song, they said Josh Homme joined the ranks of the immortal. You just have that framed, wouldn't you, in the bathroom. It's a fantastic thing to be said about your music. In the background, you can hear First It Giveth. It's about their old drugs play in the process of making music. And Josh Homme said, we have a song about this subject. It's called First They Giveth, Then They Taketh Away. And I think at first you can draw inspiration, and then eventually it negates any inspiration. And there is a man who knows what he's talking about. Of course, the line, First It Giveth, is taken from the Bible. Job 121, if you're interested, want to do some reading this evening. So there you go, our latest classic album chat this evening. Queens of the Stone Age, Songs for the Deaf, 16 years old. And I will have another classic album chat for you next Monday night.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Radio X.
In the last 18 months, I've been lucky to meet some good new musicians, but my favourite is Tom Grennan. He's here right now, this second. Hello. And he's a special man right now. Tom, you played a gig recently. I was there, and I got to see you sing an Amy Winehouse song in Camden.
Yeah.
And it nearly made me cry, right?
Yeah.
I'm Scottish, so I didn't cry.
Yeah.
If I was from anywhere else in the country, I'd have been bubbing. It was a really magical thing.
Yeah.
She means a lot to you.
Messing it up, didn't I?
But you know, that showed some stagecraft,
yeah,
because
yeah.
I thought you turned it into your advantage.
Yeah,
you did
yeah.
it well.
I tried.
But she means a lot to you, doesn't she, Amy?
Yeah, I had everything about her. She's the Queen of England.
Yeah.
Lyrics, the way that she turned her pain into beauty was crazy, and that I always listen to her. She's a massive inspiration, and yeah, she's a legend.
She's your warm-up song as well, isn't she? Is
yeah,
that how you
yeah.
get ready for a gig?
Yeah, man.
You're going to be dropping that in your set when you're playing around the country as well, around the world.
Don't know, might do. There's been talks of it, but I don't want to overdo it.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I mean, Amy was really special, right? Articulating her emotions, but you told me as well that you found a great way to do it yourself. You see, you put words on a clothesline, and that helps you get the flow of a song. Talk us through how you do that and where you do it.
Yeah, I'm really really dyslexic, and like words for me, especially like when growing up, they didn't make sense to me, and especially like in school, and like reading, I've never really read a book apart from Horrid Henry.
Yeah.
Great book. But when I kind of started writing lyrics, I found a way of words trying to make sense to me. So I kind of put it on this, like, washing line, and tried to make two odd socks into like a pearly white pair of socks.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, so that's how I do it. But that's my little way around it, and it works.
It's a great bit of encouragement, though, isn't it, to people who have dyslexia, because you can't find ways around it. There are ways to work with it and make it make sense to you.
Definitely, yeah.
Great bit of inspiration. Now, Tom, I'm going to play another session track. I love this song, right? So can you just tell me a little bit about what it's about? Find what I've been looking for.
Yeah.
I think it's one of those songs when you hear it, you think, it's a cover of that. Mm. He's nicked that from somewhere. But talk me through writing that song and what it's all about.
This song kind of just fell from the sky. I wasn't even looking. I was in the studio and I was like, wasn't really feeling inspired. Yeah. I wasn't really feeling it. And I kind of had the riff was played, and I was like, it's a sick da 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 da. It's proper like catchy, so I was like making up lyrics. And at first, I didn't really like the song, and I remember leaving the studio. I was like, this wasn't the best day at the studio. And I sent the song to my manager, and he was like, this is good, like go like revisit it. So I revisited it, and when I revisited it and said hello to it again, I started believing in it, and I love it.
Yeah.
And it goes off.
It does.
It goes off, and especially now being on football and FIFA and all that, like, yeah, it's become like a football anthem. I like it.
It's mad, that, isn't it? How you like a computer game or a football anthem like that? It just sticks with people, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
This is class, Tom. Right, I'm going to introduce it right now on Radio X. I think this is brilliant. This song should be on everybody's playlist. Should be on your phone all the time. It is class. Find What I've Been Looking For by Tom Grennan, recorded right here at Radio X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Radio X.
Richard Ashcroft, fresh from his surprise set at Finsbury Park at the weekend. What a special gig it was. Played just before Liam Gallagher headlined. He's not a bad hype man, is he? Even got the jacket on. You know the one I'm talking about, the Swarovski crystal one. That's now three times he's worn it, so good value for money. There's been a lot of Liam talk this week as well, after he played Transmit on Saturday, Finsbury Park on Friday night as well. Sounds like he's made his mark on a lot of big Oasis fans. But Taylor Hawkins, he's a huge Liam fan. He's from Foo Fighters, of course, and he thinks Liam's last band, BDI, were just a bit confusing. But he's now beginning to put his name on the map with his solo work, and he says it's the best music he's made since Oasis. So this is Taylor Hawkins from Foo Fighters talking. He said, he is such a character. I think for him, having BDI was just confusing to people. Now he can be Liam Gallagher, which means he can play all the Oasis songs he wants, and he can play his new album, which is really the best music he's made since Oasis. Well, he says all the Oasis songs. I don't know if he's absolutely right about that. Anyway, he goes on to say, when he's on, man, he's on. That's what I love about him. He's such a temperamental performer.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Radio X.
Found what I've been looking for.
That was Found What I've Been Looking For, a session track recorded by the one and only Thomas Grennan. Tom Grennan. Here for Radio X. He's a phenomenal man. Tom Grennan, I want to ask you about your rider, because I asked you last time you were in about how far along the Mariah Carey scale you were, right?
Yeah.
Whether you're going to go full Mariah.
Yeah.
And you insisted you would go full Mariah.
Yeah.
You're one of the best, I'd say, for, you know, since Oasis. Somebody's like, I belong here, I'm on stage, I'm going to entertain you. Grab them by the scruff of the neck and entertain them. And off stage as well, you're at it as well.
Yeah,
right.
Had to be.
So what's always on the rider? What are you demanding now?
Two bottles of brandy.
Good.
Definitely two. a white pair of socks and a black pair of socks. You always need a fresh pair of socks, because it just makes you feel fresh. Sparkling water, not stilled. That's how Mariah Carey I'm right now, mate.
Yeah. You know what I mean? A year ago, you wouldn't have got away with that.
And I love pistachio nuts, so
yeah,
a few little pistachios on there. What mind?
We said this, once you pop, you can't stop, though.
Once you pop, you can't stop.
Got to finish
like the
whole
Pringles.
Box.
I know.
Right, now, Tom, I'm hopefully going to see a lot more of you this summer. What lies ahead for you, right? Are you going to have any time at home? When did you last sleep in your own bed? And are you going to get a little bit of peace once this madness finishes?
I hope so. But right now, I'm not even thinking about a break. I want to just smash it.
Yeah.
Get to every corner of the world I possibly can do, and just get into people's homes.
Yeah. You're still writing on the road?
Do you know what? I find it hard to write on the road, man. I'm not going to lie, because my mind, when I'm on the road, my mind isn't in a state of mind to even think about writing. I'm kind of collecting memories while on the road, so I want to just collect them and store them, and then when I hit a studio, that's when I'll just blah.
It'll come out. Well, the invitation is there. I've told you. Come up to Scotland. Come and stay with
me. I'd love to, man.
Pour some whiskey down your neck, and we'll make some.
On that,
I'll get a little writing credit on that album.
Yeah, man.
Just looking across the manager to make sure that's agreed. Tom, it's great to see you, man.
Thanks so much for coming.
It's just a pleasure to see you flying and doing so well, man. Keep it going,
man.
Tom Grennan, Thomas Grennan, Tam Grennan, the one and only. Right, we're going to play us out with another session track. It's recorded right here at Radio X. This is the first single, and it is world class as well. This is Sober on Radio X.
The way you stand there in your free stripe shirt.
Radio X. Gordon Smart.
Radio X.
Put your Parker jacket on, get your Union Jack Les Paul out. This is What's the Story?
Radio X.
What's the story?
Radio X.
So the last few weeks on The Evening Show, I've been asking for your favourite Oasis track and the story behind what it means to you. Not after the obvious stuff either. This is a chance for me to go off the beaten path with the Radio X record collection. So no Live Forevers, no Wonderwalls, no Don't Look Back in Angers. What I really want are B-sides and tracks that take you back to a very particular time and place. And I have got Mel from Warrington on the phone right now. Mel, can I ask a really cheeky question that men should never ask women?
Okay.
How old are you, Mel?
I'm 44.
Right, so you are perfect age to have enjoyed Oasis properly in the 90s. Can you? What was the first moment you fell in love with them? Do you remember?
Oh, God. I think it was probably when my mum won some tickets to go and see them at Main Road. You know, I was aware of them. Yeah, yeah. So I was aware of them at that point, but not hugely into them. And, so my first real experience of Oasis was seeing them live at Main Road. It was just amazing. I mean, I've seen them a few times, to be fair. My most favourite gig that I went to see was actually at Loch Lomond.
I was there in Bala in 1996. It was beautiful sunshine as well. What a gig.
Yeah, it was the weekend before Nebworth. Yeah, I remember it well. A big gang of us went down in the back of a Sherpa van and we all camped and it was just amazing. Yeah, really, really good. Funnily enough, actually, one of my memories of that night was sitting around the fire after the gig, because we were there the night before as well, and talking to some, like, random guys from Glasgow, so maybe that was you, I don't know, and I couldn't understand a word that they were saying the entire time, and I just was sat there laughing at them.
You know what's really worrying, Mel, is I remember sitting around quite a few campfires that weekend, so apologies for my rubbish crack. Now, what song have you chosen? What's the one that really sort of sends a shiver down your spine and means the most to you about Oasis?
Do you want to be a spaceman? You know, it's happy, it just takes me back to that time. Where we used to have, you know, the B-sides on tapes that we used to play in our little fiestas, and, you know, it was just good times, and it just reminds me of that.
Happy days. Mel, fantastic. Thanks so much for joining us. Mel from Warrington with a lovely memory about Oasis there. Cheers, Mel.
Thank you.
That was Mel, and this is Oasis. Do you want to be a spaceman? And what's the story? Morning Glory.
Radio X. Radio X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Could you imagine Brandon Flowers having his granola in Vegas of a morning? His wife walks in and says, "Everything all right, Brandon?" And he says, "Well, no, I'm a little bit sad, actually." Why would that be? Well, I can tell you. Brandon Flowers is sad about what happened to Razorlight. You can just imagine that, can't you, over his granola in Vegas? Anyway, the Killers frontman has praised the band and suggests that they should have experienced a lot more longevity. So Brandon was asked, right, if he felt a bit of fraternity with the bands who came up at the same time as them, right at the beginning of the 2000s. And he said, "Yeah, there are a few bands who are always anticipating what their next move is going to be or what they're going to do. I've always had a strong belief in Razorlight, and I'm sad to see what happened there and how that went away. It was an exciting time to be in a band in the early 2000s, for sure." And then he drinks a full cup of orange juice with the healthy bits in it as well. There you go, Brandon Flowers getting a little bit sad about Razorlight. Johnny Burrell, however, the frontman in Razorlight, he had a much more straightforward and a lot more negative view of what happened. He said, "I think the second Razorlight album definitely opened the way for a flood of mediocrity in UK music." That's just what you want written on your gravestone, isn't it?
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Radio X.
Thank you very much for downloading the Evening Show podcast. I'm Gordon Smart. It would mean an awful lot if you left me a little review or gave us a rating as well. We will be back next week with another edition of the Evening Show podcast.
Radio X.